Now, what do you need to make you happy? Is it the freedom that possessing bundles of cash seems to offer? Or quite the opposite, perhaps the simplicity of the traditional desert island existence is the one to strive for? Well, the remote country of Vanuatu, not so long ago, was voted the happiest place in the world. The UK, by comparison, was in 108th place. Hugh Cordy, who's in the South Pacific filming coconut crabs for a BBC Natural History programme, has taken time out to try to discover what it is that makes Vanuatans such a happy lot.
Jean-Pierre John is living the dream, that popular fantasy of owning one's own island, complete with swaying coconut palms, coral sea and tropical forest, is his for real. On the island called Matoma, in the far north of Vanuatu, Jean-Pierre can look around and truly say that he is master of all he surveys. This single fact would put Jean-Pierre in an exclusive club, you'd think, one made up of billionaire businessmen, royalty and rock stars. But Jean-Pierre is none of these things. In fact, he couldn't be more different. On Matoma, Jean-Pierre and his family live in thatched huts. They have no electricity or running water, no radio or television, and their only mode of transport is a rowing boat, which pretty much limits them to trips to the neighbouring island. On top of that, they have little money and few opportunities to make any. No money? Suddenly their island life doesn't sound all that glamorous. But here's the thing, the Johns really are happy. This may sound surprising, but living on their island they want for nothing. All the family's food comes from on or around Matoma. Coconuts, yam and manioc, their staple diet, are all grown on the island. And then, of course, there's a sea full of fish to harvest. And if fish protein gets boring, there's always the occasional fruit bat from a colony that roosts on the island. Indeed, food is so easy to gather that the family appears to have a lot of relaxation time. When the Johns do have money, perhaps when they sell one of the few cows they own, they'll buy soap powder and kerosene for their lamps. But if not, they're just as happy to make do with island solutions, sticks which can be crushed to make soap, and coconut oil in place of kerosene. Some useful items are even washed up onto their island. Buoys from boats are cut in half to make bowls, and old fishing nets are recycled as hammocks. It may sound like a Robinson Crusoe existence, and in many ways it is, but the Johns are not castaways. They live on Matoma out of choice. It's not as if they haven't experienced some of the trappings of a more modern world. Jean-Pierre's 21-year-old daughter may never have seen a car before, but he grew up on one of Vanuatu's larger islands and still makes the occasional visit. His eldest son, Joe, even went to school in the nation's capital. In fact, Joe, a very easygoing 28-year-old, had recently returned to Matoma to live full-time, and he told me that the only thing he missed was hip-hop music, but that was a small price to pay for living on the island. Jean-Pierre hadn't heard that Vanuatu had been voted happiest country in the world, but when I tell him, he nods in a knowingly happy sort of way. So what is his secret of happiness? Not having to worry about money, he immediately replies, while picking his nose in an uninhibited way. If you ask the same question in the UK, you'd probably get the same response. The only difference is that in Jean-Pierre's case, it means not needing any money, rather than having bundles of it. We can all repeat the mantra, money can't buy you happiness, until we're blue in the face. But deep down, how many of us in the West really believe it to be true? But I can see that Jean-Pierre's happiness is more than just a question of money. It also comes from having his family around him. And there's undoubtedly an enormous respect between them. His children, and this includes those of adult age, do anything their father asks, not out of coercion, but because they genuinely want to please. Forget the Waltons, the Johns are the real McCoy, one happy family. While talking to Jean-Pierre, I find myself wondering whether he's the most contented person I've ever met. But he's keen to know whether I'm having a good time on his island too. Every day he asks me if I'm happy, and when I tell him things are great, his eyes light up and he replies in pidgin, "Oh, thank you, too mas." Whether happiness can truly be measured is a debatable point, but there's no doubt that Matoma, and indeed Vanuatu as a whole, as the ingredients to encourage a greater sense of happiness. The twin pillars of a classically happy life, strong family ties and a general absence of materialism, are common throughout this island nation. The simple things in life, it seems, really do make you happy.